Stress means different things to different people. Stress affects many people each and every day, and not always in the same way. Life is full of hassles, deadlines, frustrations, and demands. For some people, stress is so common that it is a way of life. So, is stress a positive or a negative? Stress can be very harmful and/or helpful. It could help motivate you to meet a deadline and perform a task under pressure. Stress can also be very harmful, such as memory problems or moodiness. My name is Sarah Bone, and today I will be talking about stress. Stress is your body's way of responding to any kind of demand or threat. When you sense danger, whether it is real or imagined, the body's defenses kick into high gear in a rapid, automatic process known as the fight or flight reaction, or the stress response. The stress response is the body's way of protecting you. During this time, your body releases stress hormones called cortisol and adrenaline, which cause your heart to beat faster, your muscles to tighten, your blood pressure to rise, your breath to quicken, and your senses to become sharper. All in order to prepare you to either fight or flee from the danger at hand. Some stress is good. For example, when the car in front of you stops unexpectedly and you instinctively slam on the brakes to avoid an accident. But when stress starts to occur without direction, it can become a serious problem for both your physical and psychological health. Unfortunately, for us, stress can be caused by a number of factors. Chemical stress, such as diet, emotional stress, such as a loss of a loved one or nervousness, or mental stress, negative outlooks, racing thoughts, along with physical stress, can all take a toll on our bodies and our minds. However, identifying what causes our stress is the first step to managing that stress. So try to keep a journal of how you feel throughout the day, as you may start to notice patterns in your behavior which lead to your stress. For me, my biggest experience with stress was being told I needed surgery. Before being told I even needed surgery, I was in the total mindset that surgery was completely out of the picture in the sense of my injury. After 3 months of physical therapy, I was told on November 30th that I had to get surgery. While the surgery was not serious nor life-threatening, I nevertheless experienced a lot of stress leading up to the operation. On December 28th, I walked into the Oakland Surgery Center, accompanied by my mom. She filled out the paperwork as I sat stressed in the waiting room, focused on the small sounds that surrounded me. I was led to a room and was told to get dressed. I sat there, dressed up in the tights, arm sleeves, gown, and hairnet, as doctors came and went explaining to me how my day was about to pan out. First, it was the nurse, who explained to me what I needed to wear and why I did. The sleeves to prevent blood clots, the hairnet to keep my hair out of the way, and the gown, well, for style. Next, it was the anesthesiologist, who explained to me, basically, what all the drugs he was about to inject in me did. A nerve block, an anesthesia to put me to sleep, and the list went on, but all I could do is worry. The next person that came in was my doctor, the person I thought would reassure me, remind me that everything is fine and all my dramatic worries were nothing. But as he explained to me everything that he was going to do in the surgery room, I just got even worse. After that, I was wheeled into surgery. Needles went into my shoulder, making me go numb and to sleep. The few moments before I went to sleep are the ones I remember most, and then the most stress-filled, and now the funniest to look back on. In my head, I thought, well, if I don't wake up, what is going to happen? All the drastic thoughts piled in my head until 3, 2, 1. And I was asleep. I woke up after that surgery no longer stressed, but rather covered in 3 blankets and shivering cold. Thankfully, the pre-stress was gone, but I started to feel something new, a worry, a new stress. Why am I so cold? Did something go wrong? This post-stress surgery lasted for the next 4 weeks. When I took my sling off, I thought, what if I move in the wrong way? And what if I needed a new surgery? How will I shower? How will I get dressed? These fears are still with me today, but I have learned to stand by it. I am no longer stressed as I defeat the small fears. So, what were the reasons for my stress? I knew that this was not a life-endangering procedure. I wasn't a star athlete getting a career-harming surgery, but for me, it was just an inconvenience. For some reason, I felt as if my world was being turned upside down. But why? There is no exact science behind my stress except for the obvious: fear. Or tomophobia, the name for the fear of surgery. I found every small thing to worry about: not waking up after surgery, waking up during surgery, and a generalized fear of the unknown. The stress is caused by the fact that you're about to lose control where you previously had control. Stress can lead to changes in the serum level of many hormones, including glucocorticoids, growth hormone, and prolactin. Some of these changes are necessary for the fight or flight response to protect oneself. There are many patients who undergo surgery and whose generalized stress goes unrecognized and can sometimes have that be exhibited through pain. Women especially feel they have to make sure that everything is in order before they go into surgery. Over time, most people learn how to manage their own stress and handle frightening situations. We develop suitable strategies to cope with what is causing the stress. But going into the hospital and having an operation is often a completely new situation. Here, I often felt the need for emotional and practical support from friends and family too. People might cope with surgery stress in very different ways. Some try to prevent stress by getting information early on and talking with other people about their concerns. Others distract themselves by reading or use exercise or relaxation techniques like slow and deep breathing. Many studies have suggested that listening to music before surgery can relieve anxiety. Music can help you relax and distract you. Everyone copes with their stress in different ways. It is important to learn how you can cope with your own stress. And thank you for listening to my podcast.